Hello George, welcome on Fuori Area Network.
Thank you very much, Beatrice. It's lovely to be here.
Okay, so we are here with George from The Croaks. And so let's start talking about you guys. How are you? And you were touring around, so how was are the things for The Croaks?
Everything's great, thank you. Yeah, we're pretty busy at the moment. We've been touring since Lucky Ones came out in January, so we're right in the middle of our 3-month tour at the moment. We've done 60 shows so far, and we have a couple of days off in Sheffield, and we're really looking forward to coming and playing in Europe, including Italy, in a few weeks' time.
Okay, yeah. Sì, quindi gli ho chiesto come sono messi con il tour, hanno fatto circa 60 date e non vedono l'ora di arrivare in Italia. Yes, you're gonna play here in Italy next month in Turin, in Milan and Pordenone. So I was first about before talking about your last album, I would like to know, I saw on your website you got like kind of a tour diary. You post some days ago, you posted like the sheets where you were like writing the lyrics for about the Lucky Ones, your last album. So how is your relationship with the public? It's kind of direct, you're looking for the public to get a direct relation.
Yeah, of course. I think we've always wanted to have no sort of barrier between us and the people who come to our shows. I think the people who like our music are the most important people in the world to us. So we always come out straight after the show. We like to meet everyone who's come to see us. And, yeah, I mean, I remember exactly what it was like when I was 15, 16 years old and I would go to see a band that I loved, and it meant everything to me. And if I could, you know, just have a quick word with the bassist or whatever, just say I really enjoyed the show. So, yeah, we love that whole interaction between ourselves and the people who come to our shows. It's a great thing.
Okay. Sì, quindi ho chiesto com'è la loro relazione con il pubblico, perché ho visto che fanno un diario del tour, cercano sempre di essere molto in contatto con, anche attraverso i social, con il pubblico. E lui mi ha detto che è proprio una cosa molto importante e fondamentale, che è grazie al pubblico se loro suonano, perché se le persone vanno a vederli, allora loro possono continuare a suonare. And George, talking about like your new album, and I was listening to it, and I was listening also to your past albums, and for example I was listening to Outsider or in All Fast, and I feel like this new album sounds a little bit different, seems like a little bit happier and maybe more glamour. I would like to know if it's only kind of my impression or if there is something different from your past album.
Oh, well, I'm glad you think that. I think that's what we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. We wanted to make an album that sounded more positive, definitely more hopeful, more optimistic. The last record, Soapbox especially, was quite tense and angsty sort of album, especially lyrically. Mm-hmm. And I think after touring that for a year, we definitely felt the need to make a record with a bit more colour in it, with a bit more life in it, something that was a bit more fun, a bit more fun to play. So that was basically our mission statement for Lucky One, to make a fun record that was engaging and colourful and that would be exciting to come and watch live. So yeah, you're completely right, I'm glad you say that.
Quindi sì, ho chiesto se ascoltando anche gli album passati come Hold Fast o Softbox ci sono delle differenze, sembrano un po' meno felici di quello dell'ultimo, di Lucky Ones, ed effettivamente è così, nel senso che hanno voluto creare qualcosa che sia un po' più divertente, insomma, che quando vai a un loro concerto ti viene voglia di ballare. And George, I saw, for example, the video, The World is Waiting, that it's really colorful, as you said before. I was like wondering how was it fun to realize this video?
It was the most fun I've ever had doing a music video, definitely, and maybe just in general in my life. It was amazing. We were able to get all of our best friends round, and it was actually done at my house. So I kind of just had to forget about the fact that I would have to clean it all up the next day. Which was a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. But it was amazing. Yeah, I made a punch, which was incredibly strong. It was basically just gin. There was nothing else. It was just different types of gin. So for about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, everyone was stupidly drunk out of that garden. We had all the neighbours looking out the windows at us. And, yeah, it was just. It was amazing fun, and I kind of think it's good, the song as well, because the song is kind of just a fun, silly song. So
Sì, quindi anche il video di The World is Waiting, vi consiglio di andarlo a vedere su YouTube perché è molto divertente. E infatti gli ho chiesto quanto è stato divertente, ho detto un sacco, anche perché erano dietro casa mia con tutti i miei amici. Il problema è stato dopo ripulire tutto quanto, ma vi consiglio di andarlo proprio a vedere su YouTube e potrete capire poi il problema del ripulire. And I was reading and I was listening also, you got some collaboration. For example, I was listening to the acoustic song with Misty Miller, Ex-Lover. It's kind of different from the other you can find also in SoundCloud. How was this collaboration?
We've known Misty for a while, I think probably five or 6 years, and we did a show together for Burberry in London. I think it was 2010, 2011, and we've stayed in touch ever since then. We love her music, and we came up with the idea that we'd like to do a song with a female vocal part, with some harmonies and things like that. She'd never done it before, and when we were trying to figure out who could sing with us, Misty was the only person we wanted. So Tom and I went to a show that she played in Sheffield about a year ago, and put the idea to her, and she said yes. So we wrote the song, and she came to record it with us in Leeds. She came all the way from London to do it. She really liked the song, and I think she sings beautifully. I'm really proud of that. It is very different to the rest of the record, which is why we didn't want to put it on the album. We wanted it to exist on its own and not stand out too much. But I love that song. I think that's great. We performed it every night on our UK tour, and that was one of the highlights of touring, for me, getting to sing with Misty every night.
Ok, sì, quindi gli ho chiesto della collaborazione con Misty Miller perché se andate nel loro SoundCloud potete ascoltare Ex Lover. Ho detto che è stata una collaborazione molto interessante anche perché poi lei ha aperto diversi concerti. È stata una collaborazione di qualche anno fa, ma è stata molto anche, a lui piace molto anche riascoltarla perché è proprio una canzone molto, molto importante per lui. And George, two more questions and then we're gonna leave us, unfortunately. I would like to know. Lucky Ones is gonna be recorded from your own record label, from Anywhere Records. How is it to be from the other side? I mean, you're gonna produce, you're gonna have a record label, and how is it?
It's great, thank you. Yeah, it's brilliant. It's really nice, first and foremost, to be in charge of your own destiny, I suppose. We've been working with Fierce Panda for many years now. I think they've released our first three records, but it's nice with Lucky One and being on the other side, like you say, with Anywhere Records, to be able to make, you know, every decision regarding our band is in our hands, and there's nobody in the world that cares more about our band than us, you know, the people that are actually in it. So it's lovely to have our hands on the steering wheel, and I think we'll make mistakes along the way because there's no handbook to running a small record label. But it definitely feels nice to have that control, definitely.
Ok, sì, quindi loro, il nuovo album Lucky Ones uscirà appunto per la loro etichetta discografica che è la Anywhere Records, e allora mi ha detto che sicuramente è una cosa molto, cioè, super interessante, anche che riescono a gestirsela bene, per loro, cioè, creare la loro musica e prodursela da soli è veramente una cosa fenomenale, e soprattutto, certo, impareranno dai loro errori, perché comunque andando avanti così, apprendendo tutto dall'inizio, faranno degli errori, ma andranno migliorandosi. George, where is the best place you listen to the music when you're maybe on your own or with friends? What is the best place where you prefer to listen to music?
Oh, good question. I really like listening to music outside, so on a walk or something like that. At the moment, we're very lucky in Sheffield. It's sunny. It's nice and sunny and warm. So I think later on this afternoon, I've got a day off in the middle of the tour. I'll put my headphones in and go for a walk in the park and listen to music there.
Ok, thank you. Sì, quindi lui preferisce ascoltare musica ad esempio quando è un bel giorno soleggiato, passeggiando in mezzo al parco, una situazione un po' all'aria aperta. Thank you so much, George, for being here in our radio.
My pleasure, Beatrice. Thanks for having me.
And good luck for your tour. And we are going to thank you listening to a song from your last album, Lucky Ones. This is Real Life.
Fantastic. Is this a dream or just a nightmare?